Dvar Halacha or Letez Zayin Av.
Okay, we're learning Dvar Halacha, and we said that we'll be learning Hilchos Brachos these 2 weeks, Bli Neder. Yesterday, I'm sure everybody remembers, we learned about tasting food and not swallowing it. Tonight, there's probably very delicious food out there. We actually learned the halachas I'm about to say tonight, but we're chazering it over because this is a different sedra. This is a sedra of the Archeikala Hilchos Brachos. So you're going to go outside with such good food, and it's possible you're going to put something in your mouth and you're going to forget to make a bracha. It's possible. So what do you do if you eat something and you forgot to make a bracha and you realized it, and what do you do now? So here are the rules. It's a lot of rules, but it could be no geya if you eat something without a bracha. So if you could, if it's in your mouth and you could take it out without it being ma'us, without it being revolting or disgusting, it's not ma'us. Let's say a hard candy. It talks about different types of beans might be like that, hard beans. So you then the best thing to do is to take it out, make a bracha, and then eat it. Back, you know, put it back in your mouth. That's the best thing to do. If it will be ma'us, and most foods, I think, especially if you started chewing it, for sure, it will be ma'us to take it out, then you got a problem. You could swallow it without a bracha. That's not a good option. You could spit it out, and that's not a good option. It's wasting the food. So in this case, you do what we don't like to do, the chatchila, and that is you move the food to the one side of your mouth and you make a bracha, assuming that you can do that. With most foods, you could. Put it, so the food will be in your mouth and you'll be hopefully enunciating the bracha properly. So again, if it's not nimas, then you do the best thing. Take it out, make a bracha, and re-eat it, so to speak. If it will be nimas, then move it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha, because the other, it's better than the other two alternatives. Now with liquid, the assumption is that you can't move it to the side of your mouth and speak and enunciate a bracha. So here's what the poskim say. So you're left with the other two alternatives, right? Your alternative, obviously it's nimas, or the assumption is that it's nimas, so now you're down to the other two alternatives, spitting it out and letting it go to waste, or swallowing it without a bracha. So the poskim say is that if he's thirsty and he has no access to other liquids, then you can swallow it without a bracha, rather than spit it out. On the other hand, if you have access to other liquids, then it's better to spit it out and eat and, you know, get the other liquids. So with liquid, the poskim allow you to swallow without a bracha if you're thirsty or very thirsty and you have no access to other liquids, so then you swallow it without a bracha, and otherwise you taka spit it out. It's an interesting halacha because there is a shitas rishonim that you can make a bracha after you eat something. So the post can recommend, if you ended up swallowing it without a bracha, you should take something which has the same bracha and make a bracha over that thing, right? Let's say it's a fruit, you made some maker eights, and have in mind to pata what you just ate, being yotzei, the shitas harayvet, I believe it is, that you actually could make a bracha after you eat something. Okay, that's what you do if you can't control yourself and you run outside there and you maybe wolf something down without a bracha. It could happen. Now, we're going to have 10 minutes of bitachon. Then you don't have to have bitachon anymore after the 10 minutes. 10 minutes of bitachon. So, we're learning the Chavis HaBavis, and he says that bitachon has many, many benefits to it, and will probably won't get past the Hakdama, and with the Hakdama being the benefits of bitachon. It's an advertisement for bitachon. He wants to make you anxious to acquire bitachon. Bitachon is not easy to acquire. It's easy to say you have it. It's easy to say to psukim about it. But it's not so easy to acquire it. And the Chavis HaLevavos and Shaarei Bitachon gives you a step-by-step workbook on how to acquire it. and it's very structured and it has steps, but at the end of the day you have to want to do it. So he says this is the greatest thing and it has so many benefits. So first he lists, because Elovis makes lists, he loves lists. So he lists all the benefits in Ruchnius, and then he lists all the benefits that you'll have Pashat and Olam Hazeh in Gashmius. So we're up to the beginning of the Hagdama, really, the benefit in Ruchnius. And here, he really makes an amazing statement. And this is like a tremendous, very, the whole inyan of Bitachon, obviously we can't do justice to in these 10 minutes. But the Chavis Halvavis here makes a very bold statement in the beginning, in this first benefit of Bitachon. He says, Menuchas nafsho b'tchono ala lakovius barach, you are relying and you're being somech on, and you have menuchas nefesh because you're relying on Hashem. Mitnei she'im einu boteach belokim boteach bezulaso. That's not so controversial. You always have bitachon in something. No person says, okay, so I don't have bitachon. I don't have bitachon anything. I can take care of myself. Okay, well, that means is that you have bitachon on yourself, that you're relying on your own intelligence, on your own capabilities, on your own creativity, on your own ability to do things. So you're relying on yourself. Or maybe you're relying on a rich uncle. Or maybe you're relying on the money you have in the bank. Or maybe you're relying on the electric company to keep supply. You're relying on something. You always rely on something, says the Chavis Halvavis. So he now makes the following statement. And he says, to the degree that you rely on Hashem, Hashem will indeed take care of you. And the degree to which you are going to take yourself from Hashem and you say, we will rely on the boss who gives me my paycheck. We will rely on America. We will rely on the dollar. We will rely on any number of things. So then Hashem says, okay, we're going to let you have it your way. We will arrange things that you are taka toloi in your boss, or in the dollar, or in America, or in all those things that you're relying on. The degree, says the Chavis Halvavis, is the beginning of the Shara Bitachon, the very beginning of the Hagdama, and it's a very bold statement. He says, if you want it to work, and you want Hashem to take care of you, there are always exceptions, by the way, not exceptions to taking care of you, but he doesn't always take care of you in the way that you think you want. But in general, if you want Hashem to take care of you, then you rely on Hashem. And the degree, umisha b'teach bezulas Hashem, the degree to which you have decided, or consciously, not consciously, you are relying on the boss, your capabilities, your energies, your protection, your cleverness, your wealth, your good looks, whatever you happen to be relying on. So Hashem says, okay, have it your way. And then you are subject, of course, to the vicissitudes of life. Because the more you're menutak from Hashem, so the more you're subject to the vagaries and the ups and downs of the stock market. And Hashem says, okay, you know, it's a very good idea. I think we're going to let America, Taka, be your ally. That's a very, very good idea. That's wonderful. And Taka, you should be soymich on America, and that's what you're going to be dependent on. V'yeh k'moshen emar bo, and this is really a beferish pasuk in Yirmiyahu, who says the Chavis Halvavis, and this is an amazing pasuk. It's not amazing to you because you never learned Yirmiyahu, but if you would ever learn Yirmiyahu, you would see that this is an amazing pasuk. No one's even smiling. Hello? I'm trying to entertain you people. This is like you get two for the price of one. You get a shear and you get entertained. Kishtayim ra'os osu ami. This is an amazing statement Yirmiyahu makes. I mean, if you went over to someone and said, you're doing avodah zarah, that's terrible. So you'd say, okay, that's terrible. And I say, no, there's two things terrible about it. I say, well, what's two things? I mean, you know, avodah zarah is bad enough. What Yirmiyahu says, there's two things wrong with avodah zarah. First of all, you're leaving Hashem. Osi ozvu mekor mayim chayim. They went away from a mayon, which is makor mayim chayim, which always water flows. not going to run dry. A mayan doesn't run dry. That's the source of water. Lots of lahem boros, boros nishborim. And they are digging wells. A well doesn't have its own water. A well, it gets water from an outside source. And it only has water till it dries up. If it dries up, there's no more water. And if it has a hole in it, if the pail has a hole, the water is going to leak out. So they left me, Makor Mayim Chayim, and they are digging, they're putting their water in a broken pail. Or in a broken be'er. Boros, boros, nishborim. So that's two things wrong. So you say two things wrong, that's an amazing statement. But the answer is yes. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's a very practical lesson. You boteach b'Hashem, then Hashem takes care of you. And if you menatek and you rely on things that are can lose their, you know, Yisrael Mechah protects you. You know, by tomorrow the guy's out of office, or he has other interests rather than you, because he doesn't have your interests in mind. So Yisrael Mechah underprotects you. So Hashem says, okay, we'll let you get the benefits of the protection, not of me, of Hashem. So then, you know, then the guy has other cheshbonos. Why he doesn't want to help you? There's other people that he has to help. He owes more to them than he owes to you. Or he's turned out of office. Or he decides that it's not kedai for him to help you. Whatever the case may be. It could be a million reasons. Look around. And you'll see, there's a very bold statement. When you rely on other things, so Hashem puts you in their hands. And Hashem says, okay, let's see how you fare with those other things. Another pasuk, is a pasuk in Tehillim, and it talks about the utter idiocy of you have Hashem. Like, not only are you like leaving Hashem, which is an aveira, but it's not even kedai. Saloin sechnis, it's not kedai. The Novi, Yirmiyo, and the David HaMelech and Tillim are being very practical. And we're being very down to earth. It doesn't even make sense what you're doing. Forget about the Isser Shabo, or the fact that you're Hashem, but Zelo Kedai. That's what they're saying. V'amar HaKosov Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach V'Hashem V'Yo Hashem Iftacho Baruch HaGever, right? V'amar Asher, it's not just a song, it's like a pasuk also. Phonies, fakers, liars, charlatans, hypocrites, all those things. So according to the Chavis Halavos, the Oror is that it carries its own, the seeds of its own ramifications are the Oror. If you're boteach ba'odom, ba'bank, ba'employer, your friend, whatever you're boteach in other than Hashem, so taka Hashem says, okay, have a nice day. And the more to which you develop your bitachon in Hashem, the more you will indeed be successful in Hashem giving you what it is that you expect. Okay.